Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, well, I got a ton of business experience. I mean, I had that job creating ads for the North Dakota Board of Tourism. Hi, do you like South Dakota but don't want to see Mount Rushmore? Come to North Dakota. It's just a very long drive from wherever you live. Best of all, most of the good license plates aren't taken yet. Imagine coming here and having cool dude or yay Jews or boo Jews, depending on where you stand on Jews. North Dakota, we're not even the best Dakota.
Some guy on Twitter suggested that clip.
Yeah, but it's no longer true since North Dakota approved the medical marijuana and South Dakota has not.
That's right. That is exactly right. Good for North Dakota. Nick Allen, a little later on this morning. Craig Evans in the house. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. The Facebook page is out there.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great.
Excellent.
Thrilled to be here.
Excellent. Got your Christmas shopping done?
Let's see. I might have a couple more things to get.
All right. Do you
nope.
do it? Or
Which would mean that I have a couple things to get.
Here's how I tell.
Craig is having a good day. Not that sunshine blowing out of his ass.
Right.
But when I walk in the office and he hasn't puked in one of the garbage cans.
Yeah, I heard you puked yesterday.
I know he's having a good day.
You didn't even tell me that. I said, Craig normally doesn't puke in the mornings.
No.
I don't. Right. I'll give you that.
Craig usually doesn't have a second cup of coffee.
And, I was in the office. I looked at there was some yellow
substance.
You said,
why was you puking in the trash can? And I'm thinking, did you puke in our trash can in here? That's beside me, man.
No. It was a yellow substance in the trash can.
Oh, God. Why is it yellow?
I lifted the
bile?
Because it's bile.
Ew.
You know, he really didn't need anything. Right. And I lifted it up to sniff it.
Oh.
Just see what
you thought it was like vanilla flavor.
Why the hell do that?
Sniff the trash can ever.
You know what? Either my nose is dead or it was pretty odorless, Craig.
Now, how'd you know it was puke then? Didn't you taste?
He told me.
Good thing
he
didn't step in it.
Because later on he said, hey, what's that yellow stuff in the trash can?
Yeah.
Vomit.
Yeah, I heard you say vomit in the hallway.
That was an answer to Todd's question.
What was wrong? You get that thing going around like I had last week?
No.
No cold? Okay.
I took an antibiotic and didn't eat anything with it.
Oh.
No, you don't do that. Is what I was told.
Okay.
Yeah,
Dr. Mina, that
little exchange between him and Todd was what I heard drifting up the hallway.
Yeah, I heard it too. I was walking behind
right
him.
After the show.
It was after the show. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
What was that in the trash? Vomit.
That's I heard vomit too.
Whose? Mine.
All right.
So I had a little problem. I don't know if I seemed weird yesterday, but I woke up.
No, it was 2 days ago yesterday.
No, but yesterday.
2 days ago you took opioids and forgot.
Yeah. And yesterday.
He keeps his pill cases all together.
Well, I've separated them since, but I get up to give myself a...
You missed it. 2 days ago, he took Oxy instead of Ativan.
Because
the pill bottles are right next to each other on the nightstand, pitch dark at night.
And he just grabs them in the dark.
So he pops some Oxy.
Todd, oxycodone instead of Ativan.
Oh, no.
Makes a difference in how you feel the next day.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And yesterday morning, I get up to give myself a shot of insulin, and it was heroin.
Oh, well, that's different entirely.
I didn't know you were diabetic. That's weird.
When did you get the diabetes?
I didn't know that either.
No, he thought he had insulin. When he saw his heroin needle laying there, he just thought he was an insulin guy.
Diabetes.
Yeah. So I got to start separating my medication and drugs.
I think nightstand, just laid around the nightstand's perfect.
That's the problem, though.
You grab a needle in the middle of the night, just shoot yourself in the neck, go back to sleep.
It's a little too small.
Yeah. It's Todd's personal farm party.
I need a bigger nightstand.
That's a Deadpool name. Todd's personal farm party.
Yeah, he's got a bowl of drugs just sitting there. He'll reach in, grab a couple.
It's like Jex Mix at his house, except it's right next to him.
Yeah, it's like the candy tray grandma leaves out.
Yes.
Just various and sundry things. Just grab a couple, you'll be fine.
Christmas is fun at Todd's house. Right. Do you like a mint or an oxy? I don't know which is which.
Yeah, not sure which you're getting.
I'm not sure how old that oxycodone is.
But try it.
Can I have one of each?
Yeah. I mentioned Deadpool. You can sign up now for the Deadpool, too. Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com, click on Craig's Deadpool, and it's right there.
Is that
all self-explanatory?
Pretty easy.
I don't know, but it's self-explanatory.
Pretty self-explanatory. Yep.
That's what we understand.
Yeah, I don't get a lot of questions, so occasionally I get questions, but...
Re-up on the Deadpool. Do it now.
I can't answer them.
I forward those to Len Dog, like I forward the healthcare questions to Dr. Mina.
I've been answering how you get an unpregnant, right too.
Yeah, so. Me too.
Oh, have
okay,
you?
Good. Yeah. So maybe the same people are getting their answers back.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's be
it's fun to write it. It's fun to write it.
Something I think
I never get responses after I write it back though. I write the answer.
Everyone should know by now, but I guess
No.
The newer generations haven't been exposed to that,
or people are afraid to call.
True,
you know.
But no one has acknowledged. My God, that is a genius punchline. Because it is.
Well, no, they know it is. They just don't respond to it.
And perhaps I'm building it up a little too much.
You are, actually.
Perhaps I'm analyzing it a little too much.
Yes, you are.
The responses I generally get are, I wasted 2 minutes of time typing out that email.
See, and I don't like those responses.
Because the answers are easy.
Well, I think, like,
I'm not going to talk them into
the
a joke.
The buildup has been
pretty big.
Set the bar kind of
high. And by
high.
Talking about it now, it's too not
and although
good.
Although it may be a funny joke, I don't think it lives up to the buildup.
Nothing does.
Nothing does.
It'd be hard to.
What's new, Craig?
Oh, nothing we really want to know about.
All right, here's some Zeppelin.
Thank you.
On the Todd and Tyler Radio
Nothing
Empire.
We really want to know about. Russians aren't going to the Olympics.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I was going to say, I know it's crazy talk, and I don't really want to get into it right away, but I mean...
But he will.
I still think Trump will tweet about this. It's a shame Russia's not in the Olympics. I swear, he's crazy. He's just that crazy. They cheated, and I'm glad the IOC said no.
Well, and all
now, if you're clean, you're a clean athlete, you can go, and from Russia you can go, but it's a white flag or something like that.
Olympic athlete from Russia is the flag under which you would compete.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a team. Warm-ups. Yeah, it wouldn't be a team.
Yes, it would be generic team.
Right.
Beer or team.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be
team.
Funny.
I'd be funny to say team.
Give them white jackets with black print that just says team.
Right. Well, once again, I heard the story, I didn't even realize the Olympics are coming up. And once again, I don't care about the Olympics. So it didn't matter to me.
Well, it's the 2018 Winter Olympics coming up in what? February?
In Japan.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's all pretty much most of February, isn't it?
Yeah, they last a while.
And who has the bobsled team this year?
Most countries.
No, there's like an African nation.
So it's not Jamaica?
Yeah, but place that doesn't have any snow has a bobsled team.
Yeah. They eat the poo-poo.
Is that the name of the country?
No, it's
eat
not.
Eat the poo-poo.
The systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia.
Yeah, this is East German stuff from the 70s with the when they had finger-long clitori.
Right.
That would be the Nigerian women.
That's
Nigerian
right.
Women have a bobsled team.
I
read that in a news magazine.
It's all about being fast. It's the steer.
Yes.
It's the steer, though. That's why teams like that don't finish out well.
I bet they're not nearly as funny as the Jamaican bobsled team.
Hopefully there's a movie about the Nigerian chick.
Because
those guys were hilarious.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because they don't have John Candy on the Nigerian bobsled team.
They were
team.
Funny.
Yeah.
And the guy who was connected with the Jamaican bobsled team, not nearly as funny as John Candy.
No.
Oh, really?
No, Nigeria.
That's too bad.
It is.
You never know.
Maybe you just didn't know him.
I'm looking at an official statement from the Bobsled and Skeleton Sports Federation of Nigeria.
God.
Is that a part-time gig?
I would think so. You gotta believe, you know? How much could there really be to do?
Yeah.
Like once every 4 years, you got to work up a press statement.
Well, somebody's a bobsled team. You still have to qualify to get in the Olympics.
Yes.
That's the thing. Yeah. So they must have went around and did something, you know?
Yeah, they had to have.
Yeah. They did qualify.
Yeah, they had to qualify.
Yeah.
You just can't just because you're a country and put a sled together and show up, you can't be in the Olympics, which would be better. They just throw guys flying off the side on a bobsled. There goes boobla boobla off the end.
Usually that's the luge.
Yeah, the luge goes right over, but they would wreck these big ones too if they could.
Ooh. Yeah, I think they went to...
We're killing our February Olympic coverage, by the way.
Oh, Calgary, who hosted the Olympics in years past.
They need somebody to take over Matt Lauer, too, by
the way. And practice there.
Matt Lauer's
a big part.
And that's
how they ended up qualifying.
Right.
Minneapolis requesting the National Guard be sent out for the Super Bowl.
Because it's you don't get Viking Steelers much.
Local police departments won't be able to get the job done by themselves, according to a letter sent to the governor. Specifically, the National Guard being requested for traffic control, pedestrian safety, and event security.
The last time they did that was the 80s, right? They were in Minnesota in 87, 88, somewhere in there. I think it was, yeah.
There was a high TSA, or Homeland Security presence, the game I went to when they played the Rams. Because I guess it was kind of a practice. Well, practice
I'll get
run.
Ready for it.
Get ready for, it. For the Super Bowl.
That'd be crazy.
Bitcoin trading above $12,000, a record high for the digital cryptocurrency less than a year ago.
So that means Lindog's $5 investment may be up to six now.
It could be up to seven.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I heard something coming in. And like I said, we know nothing about it. I still don't want explanations. I really don't. But I've heard something coming in where the guy's saying a lot of this,
cryptocurrency.
People that have a lot of money in it like it more because it's just kind of a, there's really no way of buying houses with it and stuff yet. Like you just can't, for some reason, there's still a way, the way the guy described it was it's still kind of a shadowy thing that people are excited about it that have it, but it's not tangible for a lot of things.
Well, that may change.
I might have to change, right?
Because Bitcoin was given a green light by U.S. regulators last week for more mainstream futures trading, potentially leading to additional regulation of the currency. So they apparently have started getting the wheels in motion to make it a little bit more.
So you can actually buy stuff with it, yeah.
Buy stuff that you might
want. Right.
But here's the deal. I have a problem.
I don't.
Drugs.
I still like money.
You look at anything like this mug I have here.
Yeah.
How many Bitcoin does that cost? There's no way to quantify it.
Yeah, you can. It's fractions.
Sure it is.
Fractions of a Bitcoin.
Fractions of a Bitcoin.
It'd be 0.001.
You know, like a cent is a fraction of a dollar.
Okay. But, you know, you need a name for that. You can't just say a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
No, you know, a cent is one hundredth of a dollar.
See, we have names for that.
No.
It's all
how. No. A cent is a measurement of 1/100th of something.
But we still say a cent, though.
That's a name.
We say
they don't say a cent of a Bitcoin.
No, that's a good point. LD's probably worth $675 right now. What's the 75? What's it called? That's U.S. money, I'm saying, 675. What's it in Bitcoin?
75, or 75% of one.
Yeah, okay.
If I go in and buy something for a quarter, you know, I get a lot of things for a quarter. Nobody says, that'll be 25% of a dollar. They say, that's a quarter.
They do say 25 cents.
That's 25 cents.
Which is what it means.
So they have names for the fractions. I've never heard names for the fractions of a Bitcoin. If it's worth $12,000, that'd mean you're going to buy a lot of things that are probably less than $12,000.
You could.
Some major heavyweights, heavyweight finance guys, and that's not this show, are saying there could be a bubble. So don't you cash out, you hear that? I mean, say if you have... Let's say you're the Winklevoss boys there, and you have $9 million or something like that,
billions.
Why don't you cash out?
Why cash out now?
Yeah,
because why not cash out tomorrow when it's going to be higher?
The bubble.
Let it ride.
Well, when's the bubble going to burst?
They don't know, but if
it does,
it's screwed.
I've been hearing the stock market bubble's going to burst for years now. Why don't we cash out?
Well, I'm not saying that's what they're talking about, a bubble right now.
They're talking about a stock market bubble forever. They're always talking about a stock market bubble. Why do we cash out?
Because we can't. We have nothing in there. You can't.
Sure,
take out your 401k, you're screwed anyway, though.
But if you're the Winklevi twins and you'd cash out with all that, think about all the spices you could buy to be ready for things when they change.
So why do we even have a 401k if we're screwed anyway?
No. I'm talking about if you take it out now, you don't get any. You won't have it in the future. I'm not defending taking it out. I'm just saying if I was LD, I'd bail in $10. Take my $10 and go crazy.
If I were LD, I would.
I'll let that ride.
I would double down.
Right.
No, you don't want to double down.
Not now.
It costs that much more.
Yeah, it's too high to get in now.
But it still could go up. There's nothing that says.
I know.
It can't go up.
So I don't understand it.
Economic expert.
It sounds like just a stock. I feel like I'm just talking like a stock. We'll just talk about it like it's a stock, and it's really not, but we'll just say that.
Well, it is a commodity.
But you can use it and turn around to spend. I guess there's Bitcoin machines. You can go to yuppie coffee places. Yeah. And, you know.
There's one in here. There's one in town.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. There's one.
Bitcoin ATMs, as it were.
We should start our own Todd and Tyler currency. Say right now it's worth $10. Anybody gives us $10, say, I dropped the $5. Sorry.
Lendog, figure that out.
Think about it. It's probably something illegal about doing that, but still, you could probably do it.
Oh, you come up with your own cryptocurrency.
That'd be it.
Yeah. Of which there's apparently hundreds.
I know. Apparently there's more. Somebody else thinks there's more.
That is the way to go. That's the new, instead of starting your own religion,
right?
You start your own cryptocurrency.
That's a good point.
How about your own cryptocurrency religion?
Oh.
Well, money is a religion.
Oh, yeah. You can get away with a lot if you just say it's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You make that cryptocurrency the god of your religion, and you go from there.
Mm. Well, money is a god for a lot of people.
Sure. I mean, we've got
mega churches. Money's the god.
We've got the concept. We're just short on details and execution.
And don't send me an email about Bitcoin. I will watch the documentary on Netflix once. No, I won't.
No, you won't. Because there's 100 other things on Netflix.
I know, but there's a documentary explaining Bitcoin, and I'd rather I'm not going to watch it.
You know, I haven't even watched the one, and it's supposed to be funny where people send it to us on Facebook and through the email all the time. It's a guy that just mumbles.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
And he's explaining Bitcoin to you, but he's kind of unintelligible.
Right.
And again, if you send us an email that says Bitcoin breakdown or here's how it works,
it's just erased.
I'm saving you.
Yeah,
it's fine. I'm not going to read it.
No.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the very same cyberbots that make concerts sell out in seconds are now having a real Grinch-like effect on holiday shoppers. He says computers are being programmed to snatch up hundreds of popular toys and holiday gifts online and then sell them on the secondary market for up to $1,000, leaving frustrated customers in the dust. He's calling on the National Retail Federation and Retail Industry Leaders Association to take action and prevent Grinch bots from purchasing toys in bulk and scalping shoppers during the holiday season.
So they take the hot toys and they buy it like it's a hot concert ticket.
Yeah. Buy them all.
Sure.
And now we'll sell them back to you.
Why not?
For, you know, two, three, four times.
Everything's online now. People want to shop online. They still have some of the stores. You can line up and beat the old lady next to you to inch of her life for
or
a Cabbage Patch doll.
Get your ass beat by the lady by the old lady next to you.
Good point.
While she's going for the Cabbage Patch doll.
Yes, she is.
But they will do like online. I've seen like, you know, kind of online doorbuster sales
where
they'll have a timer on the actual page saying this deal is only good for
but
like,
then the bots
one
are
hour.
Buying those up, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New Lamborghini
what
SUV.
Is the new kid? I don't have a kid anymore. I don't have little kids anymore.
What's the Tickle Me Elmo?
Yeah. Like, what's no 5 and 6-year-olds? Your daughter's age. You're even beyond that now.
No, Bitcoin, the kids all want.
They want Bitcoin.
Yeah, they do. They want Bitcoin.
Good point.
Yeah, that's fun to play
with. You got grandkids. What do they want, Craig?
I know. Although, I did.
Yeah, he does
I'll
shopping.
Tell you, what do I know?
What?
There's a big list that she made at our house.
How old is she now?
She's 7.
That's perfect.
And she made a list. You know, she went through the catalog or whatnot, and she made a list of the things that she wants, and I have not looked at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't? I don't care. I mean, I care in a sense, but I'm not the one that's going to be getting anything off that list.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, yes, of course, I want her to be happy, and it's a beautiful thing.
You should point to stuff and say, Santa doesn't have that. That's out of stock at Santa's place, and Santa's not going to get that.
Santa didn't make enough of those.
Sorry about that. Santa says that's too expensive even for you.
Santa doesn't love you enough to buy that.
On that one.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Is she like Bush's 8-year-old daughter? Just wants, you know, a day without Trump?
Yeah, that's it.
Just get off the news for a day.
I'd like
give us a break.
A life without Trump would be nice.
It would. And we can do something about that.
Vote in 2018.
Oh, or just not bring him up for... Try not to bring him up for a day.
We did a good job yesterday. No, we have to bring him up once in a while because it's the news.
We haven't done a very good job today.
Hmm?
Oh, you have. Hmm? It's us.
Huh.
It's all us.
I think yesterday was perfect. Once in a while, I brought it up, and we moved on.
Yeah, but there was too much Roy Moore.
Yeah, but that's we're on the right side of that one, Todd. That's not even
Yeah, I know. But even if you're on the right side of it, I think just people get fatigued.
The right side of pedophilia? Like, yeah. We're against it?
No, we're on the fatigue side. Yes, people all know he's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And what more can you say? That's all you need to say. He's a scumbag. And there's going to be those who disagree with you.
Yeah. And scumbags.
Right. There's nothing you can do to talk to those people.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to even know.
I don't want to reach out to those
people. I don't even
want to
know a pedophile denier. Boy, that's just a sad name, actually.
It
is. And that would not be a Deadpool name. Do not even put that in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Here come the Bitcoin breakdowns.
No.
See, delete. Move on, Craig. I just wonder when.
Move on.
Delete.
If we talk about nobody listening.
If we talk about it. You know, were these the same people that said, who needs a TV network that does all sports? That'll never work.
It's still different.
We're not very insightful.
No.
Is what I'm saying.
Still I never said that. I think when ESPN came on,
I don't
that
think
was
you needed
cool.
to say that. I don't think anybody was accusing us.
I'm worried about trying to collect dollars at this point in my financial career. I know the company still pays me in dollars.
Yeah, but see,
and that's the way it's going to be the rest of our career.
You need to start thinking outside the box.
All right, Mr. Financial over
here.
We
should have done this last contract.
Todd hung up a shingle.
In Bitcoin.
No, we shouldn't.
Take a chance.
Did you play offensive line in a previous career?
Get outside your comfort zone, folks.
Are you starting to offer financial advice?
Well, I always do. I always have. Just in bits and pieces.
Yeah, he's a financial. Todd's a financial genius.
Yeah.
If you know him off the air.
Well, it's obvious.
It's obvious on the air,
too. On the air, too. It's most obvious. Financial geniuses
are not.
Don't have any money.
No.
If you notice.
Yeah, that's why they want you
All the guys who want to sell you secrets of how to be a millionaire.
Yeah, they played you for your local college football team.
Why are you doing this? Why aren't you just a zillionaire kicking back somewhere, but you're going around doing seminars everywhere?
If you would learn how to coach, you would be a millionaire. That's what I tell the ex-football players. If you learn how to coach, you'd be a zillionaire, man.
New Lamborghini SUV on the market.
How much?
Is that really the point here?
Not at all, because it doesn't
matter. Since you asked that.
My son calls those Lambos, and he wants one. I said, good luck with that.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Not just a Lambo. He wants a Lambo.
First, you got to get a coaching job.
Right.
Right. Right. Now, since you asked the question, that means that you cannot afford one.
Well, of course. It's a Lamborghini.
Right.
Yeah. Did they make,
unless I live in it.
Do they make trucks? You know, get a hold of me when they start making trucks.
No, there's nothing wrong with an SUV.
I'm not spending money on a Lamborghini.
60 miles an hour in under 3.6 seconds.
I need that.
189 miles an hour, the top speed, 650 horsepower, $200,000.
Well, I've been in a car that costs that much.
Oh, yeah, that seems pretty reasonable. How many horsepower?
It's not reasonable. I haven't bought it. 650.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of this thing, and it doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like there's a lot of cargo space, you know? When they call it an SUV.
Yeah.
Eh.
Well, the Land Rover has a little SUV now that just looks like there's no cargo space. It almost looks like a blown-up sports car. That's what those things start looking
like. Like they
Porsche has an SUV like that, too. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, we
like
used to call them station wagons.
No, they're bigger than
that. It's a little bigger than that.
They're cooler than the station wagons. Station wagons were never cool. These look actually pretty cool. But I'd rather, if it's a Lambo, it's going to be a car.
Yeah, it's kind of...
And it's not going to be a Lambo.
It looks more like what they call the crossovers.
Yes.
You know?
That's what I mean, the crossover.
It's got a hatchback,
yeah.
But you might get your golf clubs in there. Maybe.
Yeah, you know? Well, it's $200,000. I'm thinking you're just cruising down the beach with that, or you're a rich guy somewhere.
At 190 miles an hour.
Right. Jesus. All right. Okay, how much is that in Bitcoin? We'll take that. Call Puss.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.